11:15 almost at WWIV, up to 58 degrees and climbing toward a high somewhere in the 60s. It's a beautiful day. I'm sure that's what Mabel Louise will say, right?
That's exactly right. And good morning to all of you out there. Can you believe it? It's the last day of April. I'm sure some of you are probably saying, oh dear, I thought it would never end. Hang in there, because it seems like, from the late reports, that the coronavirus is slowing down a bit. I pray so, and I'm sure you do too, and we need to thank the Lord. And that doesn't mean that we shouldn't obey the rules to wash our hands often and to stay 6 feet apart from someone else when you're out and about. And also stay home if possible. That's what I'm doing. I'm so thankful to Carol and Susan, who've been picking up our groceries and meeting our needs. That's so special. And I've been housebound since March 13. That's quite a while. And really, it doesn't seem quite so bad since I get to be with you every Tuesday and every Thursday. And in case you haven't tuned in before to WWIB, I just want to remind you that I'm coming to you via telephone. And the quality is not like coming to the WWIB studio, but it's not possible right now. So a big thank you for your patience. Well, today I want to take another broadcast and visit with you regarding God's wonderful creations. The scriptures are taken from the book of Psalms and the book of Job. And I'll be reading from the Amplified Bible. Usually I have my old King James before me, but today it's the Amplified Bible. I thought it would be a change for you. And now I just want to say that it's so easy, isn't it, to take for granted God's handiwork. And so much is talked about, read about, I should say, through the scriptures about his creation. So I want to start the broadcast out today by reading to you Psalm 19. It's so beautiful. And I'll just read 6 verses. It'll go fast. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament show us his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoicing as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. Isn't that beautiful? Just think that God has given all of that for us to take note of and to enjoy. The author of this psalm, of course, was David. He wrote 73 out of God's hymn book, and that's what the psalms are considered. And he was so overwhelmed with God's creation that he said, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." And this is as should be with all of us. when we look around and we see the flowers, the leaves coming out on the trees, the green grass, the soft rain falling on our faces, and we should worship and thank God for the beauty of the earth and for eyes to see it all. I know I'm so thankful. I lost sight in my left eye in the month of, during the summertime. And I'm so thankful that I can see today and read God's Word. So as I continue the broadcast, I want to take you to the book of Job, where the Lord himself describes the earth and some of its contents that he has made. First, let me give you some of the background of chapter 38 and 39 of the book of Job. If you have a minute, why don't you stop and read it? It's so beautiful. And you can listen to what the Lord says about his creation. You see, Job knew a lot about life, and he thought that he had everything figured out. And that was by human logic, and he knew exactly where he stood and what he could expect from God. So he thought. And then Job lost everything and was, on top of that, smitten with boils. When his three friends tried to convince him that God was punishing him from some hidden or many hidden sins. But Job insisted that he was blameless. He felt bad that God wasn't speaking to him. He was sure that if he could just present his case before the Lord, if he could just find someone to arbitrate between himself and God, according to the rules of blessings, then he would be vindicated. And again, that is what he thought. Then Job got his wish. He had a personal encounter with God himself. You see, the Lord addressed him out of a whirlwind. You want to know what he said? Just stay tuned and let me read it for you. The Lord is reminding Job of all the blessings that he's been given to see and to enjoy. And now he's informing him that he should be speaking a lot of words without knowledge. So the Lord says to him very pointedly, Job, gird up your loins like a man and listen to me. You know what? I think maybe that is one lesson we can learn from the coronavirus, that we have been so busy doing our own thing that we have failed to listen to the Lord. So maybe I'm saying to myself, gird up your loins, Mabel Louise, and listen to the Lord. He starts out at Job 38 chapter. And this is what he says, Job, where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Declare to me if you have and if you know understanding. Let me ask you, who determined the measures of the earth, if you know? Or who stretched the measuring line upon it? What were the foundations of its fastened? Who laid its cornerstone, by the way? And when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy? Or let me ask you, Job, who shut up the sea with doors when it broke forth and issued out of the womb? How about when I made the clouds the garment of it, and the thick darkness a swaddling band for it? And when I marked for it my appointed boundary, and I set the bars and the doors, and said, this is far as you can come, and no farther, and here shall your proud waves be stayed. That's when he set the boundaries of the ocean, and it's never been flooded. And then he goes on and said, Job, have you commanded the morning since your days began and caused the dawn to know its place, morning and night, so that light may get hold of the corners of the earth and shake the wickedness? It is changed like clay into which a seal is pressed, and things stand out like many colored garments. From the wicked light is withheld, and their uplifted arm is broken. That's when we see the sun in the morning. Have you explored the springs of the sea, or have you walked in the recesses of the deep? Have the gates of death been revealed to you, or have you seen the doors of the deep darkness? Yes, God controls life and death. And now I want to start reading just single verses that can challenge us. Have you entered the treasuries of the snow, or have you seen the treasuries of the hail? Isn't it interesting when you pick up some of the little snowflakes and see that each one is different? And then he says, to cause it to rain on lands that are uninhabited, in the desert where no man lives. And then he goes on to say, the waters are congealed like stone, and the face of the deep is frozen. And that's speaking of the glaciers. I saw so many of the glaciers up in Alaska. They are something else. And then he goes on and talks about the stars. Do you know the ordinances of heaven? Can you establish their rule upon the earth? Who has put wisdom in the inward parts or in the dark clouds? Or who has given understanding to the mind? Isn't that amazing? And then he goes on and ends chapter 38 and begins chapter 39, explaining about the various animals that and the way that they act. It's so beautiful. I hope you'll take time to read it today. You see, the Lord is visiting with Job and detailing the wonders of his creation. And by this time, yes, Job is overwhelmed by his own limitations and realizing how little he knows and how ignorant he is. After all, he wasn't there in the beginning to see the creation come about. I found it very interesting that the Lord chose the obscure animals. He didn't speak about the cow or the pigs or hogs or the sheep or the domestic animals. And we see here that God is trying to tell Job that we don't have to try to figure everything out, why things are the way that they are, but we are simply to trust the Lord day by day. And, by the way, accept our own circumstances by living in peace with the Lord and enjoying all of his benefits. God confronted Job in several chapters, and in the end, Job responded by saying, oh God, things are too wonderful for me, which I knew not. I've heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now My eyes have seen thee. Wherefore, Lord, I abhor myself, and I repent in dust and ashes. And as they say down south, I can hear my mother say it. You see, Job was getting a little bit too big for his britches. That's right. He was getting prideful, like he knew everything. And now he has a new relationship, a new appreciation of who God truly is and of his wonderful creation. Let me just close with this statement. God's work of creating is done, but our work of praising him has just begun. It's been so good to be with you. God bless you, and goodbye.